This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Let's get the party started.
That's awesome.
Right.
Okay.
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 Alrighty then.
Are we started already?
Yes.
Oh.
Welcome, you motherfucking son of a bitches, goddamn motherfuckers. It's Foul Monkeys.
With Roy Cobb.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
Well.
Excuse us.
Give somebody an inch, they take fucking 3 miles.
Excuse me, wait a minute. There was a long pause there, all right? Don't start.
Because I had to take a breath.
Hello, God. Excuse us for letting us have, you know, 1 second of dead air. Wow.
This is Ricky.
This is China.
And this is the Roy Cup Show. And on today's guests, we have Ricky and Gina.
Somebody's full of themselves.
No, I'm just saying.
So how about I was on the phone with Lewis, and I called him. I said, oh, you know, are you, or I text messaged him. I said, we're about to record. And he calls me. He goes, I'm about to go to dinner. And I said, well, how long will it be? He goes, oh, it's going to be about an hour because it's a buffet. And he was like, because the lines are so long. I was like, okay.
It's because the lines are long.
Yeah, sure. What school do you go to?
NJIT.
What?
New Jersey Internet Technical School or something?
No. The New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Ooh, so what are you studying?
I am studying human-computer interaction. It's basically psychology and computer science.
So you like study people that are addicted to like internet porn and stuff?
No, but
or are you talking about like people who are like addicted to vibrators and stuff because they're machines?
No. What we do is it's basically a field in which we work more on the user friendly portion of computers. So, like, vast improvements in Skype and Yahoo and, you know, the newest computers, you have all these user-friendly shit that's all been developed by, user specialists.
So you mainly work on Macs because they're so user-friendly, right?
Yeah.
That's right, bitch. You better say yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right, I mean, you know, the publicity that you guys get is ridiculous.
Oh, Foul Monkeys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much. I mean, Gina told me she had to be on the skies during our interview the other day.
Of course. There's so many people who know us. I mean, we're on all
I
of these.
Loved. Oh, you know what? No, I have something to say.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Why the fuck shit. Was Gina's interview 7 minutes longer than mine?
Oh, shit. My London bridge is falling down. Oh shit! Oh,
I think it's your phone, Richie. I think your phone.
What the fuck was that about?
Well, it just happens to be that I was more prepared a second time around for an interview.
Well, you could have told me that you needed to do another one. I wouldn't have charged you $500.
Well,
more. Whatever.
You wanted fucking $500.
Well, Gina wanted $2,000 and she got it.
That's because Gina's worth it.
Ooh.
I mean, I had to pay Gina $2,000 because there was two people in that interview.
True. True that. What? Huh? Okay, I'm here.
That's definitely on his end.
I'm saying his robotics is like totally. He's being turned into a cyborg. You hear him?
Nerd and flirting work.
Oh my God! What's her name? Off the Golden Girls would understand him,
right?
Rose.
So, anyway.
So people I interview, all right? So therefore, it constitutes for more money.
This is not working.
just stop, Rui. It's okay. He will be okay. Otherwise, you're just digging your hole deeper, honey.
I'm talking about the robotics.
Oh.
Is it coming out pretty bad?
At times, yes. It sounds like you're one of those really, really, really special robotic kids.
The ones that hold the thing up to their neck?
That's right, yes, the one that the vibrator kids.
Oh, you guys are horrible. You guys are horrible.
What?
Said you guys are horrible.
Good, well, that's what we want.
We can't help it because those kids have to use vibrators to talk.
The unfortunate thing is Gina actually took one from the kid and used it.
Yes, like, and yes, it was. I'm telling you, honey, if you can get your hold of you a voice vibrator, you got to use it. It's the best in the world. It will rock you. Oh!
Can we hear that sound effect one more time? It'll rock you what?
Oh! It's delish, baby. It's delish. And it can actually make your ass talk, too.
What does your ass say?
Give me more. Give me more. Oh, yeah, maybe.
So we totally need to get that video podcast out one day.
Yes, I know, because, I mean, are we going to, like, use the one that we did that's, like, totally choppy?
We'll use it because we need to get that out, but then we'll, the next one we do, it'll be a whole lot better.
Okay, because we will.
The winners are going to get the shitty one.
You know what's shitty? Because it's recording. Hey, Rui Cub, we're going to pause while you reboot your computer.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go reboot my computer.
I guess he doesn't know that we didn't pause. Now, we have to see if he signs off and actually reboots or if he just, like, says,
he signed off of Skype.
Oh, there he goes.
So, yeah, he was, like, really loud and stuff.
I know, it's like, where was he?
Like, in the bathroom?
Men's bathroom.
In his bathtub?
Yeah.
Ooh, I just ate a really gross jelly bean. Oh, that was the last show. I can't talk about that anymore.
Well,
damn it.
You're eating jelly beans again. You love
them. Yeah. Just call me Ronald Reagan.
At least it's not George Bush. Ew.
Oh, God. For real.
Mr. Retard.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Retard.
Yes.
So we're actually doing a show by ourselves for like 3 minutes.
I know, right? We're waiting on Mr. Cub. Jesus, he thinks he's a superstar.
Oh, in my journal, we renamed him to Latin Podcast Star.
Latin Podcast Star?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, so I guess we're waiting. What can we talk about for the other listeners that, you know, are being punished by Lewis right now?
I know, right. Well, those two interviews were kind of cool. I mean, his music and everything. We have to ask him what he...
mixed them with?
Used it to mix with.
Well, that one song is an actual song, so I hope we don't get, like, arrested.
I know, right? So, I don't know if he actually took the... If he can actually take the audio file and, like, add it to, you know, the beginning of Audacity. Mm-hmm. We'll have to ax him.
We'll have to ax him?
Yeah, we'll have to ax him.
I want a Frosty.
I know, doesn't that sound good? A chocolate Frosty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if Shayla's available.
I don't know. We'll have to. I hope so.
Okay. Should we reject him? He's calling.
Oh.
Oh Jesus! What the hell are you at?
What?
Jesus! Hang on. Oh God damn it! Oh, hang
on. What happened to him?
Hang on, I have to add him. You know how you...
Oh!
Jesus Christ, get out of the bathtub!
What?
Oh my god, oh, that was so shit. Loud.
He is loud. Turn, god damn, turn your microphone down, bitch. Jeez.
Shit.
Turn the microphone down. Gina can't hear. You know what? It sounds like we got a radio station that won't come in.
Right.
It's like static.
Where is he?
Are we talking about me?
Oh my god.
Yes. Jesus Christ. I have to put you on hold.
Turn your microphone down.
Hello.
Yes.
That fucking Windows, what do you expect?
Hey, Lewis, turn your microphone down.
Yeah, it's at its lowest setting.
Oh my
what?
God.
Hell fucking no.
Okay, you're gonna have to call me back.
Okay.
Jesus. Yeah, let us call you, bitch. God. Let's see.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
I know, right? Okay. Jesus.
Alright, how about now?
Oh, that's still loud.
That. What the hell?
Why are you so loud? Where are you at?
I am at my room.
Are you sure?
Are you like under your cover
Hello?
Or something? Are you like under your
Hello?
Covers with a
Shit, now I can't even fucking hear you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is a disaster.
I know. Fucking Windows!
Alright, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, we can more than hear you.
Jesus, I can feel ya. Huh?
Why is this so
oh,
loud?
Oh, shit. Alright, hold on. I think it's a setting that I left over in...
Well, I think you need to get rid of it. Don't let it. Go the way.
How about now?
Okay, wow.
Oh, that's
Jesus,
a whole lot better.
What the fuck?
Okay, wow.
Yeah, wow. All
what right, was I'm that? So
what did you
sorry.
Do? What did you do?
It's a setting on Audacity that I used when I was doing the podcast recordings. It was like really loud.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's because when I was trying to use both you guys through Skype and my microphone, I needed to set certain settings up and down and shit.
Okay, alright, enough geek. Don't
well, me. It's fixed now.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Save I'm that sorry. For the Geek Pod Show.
Alright, and speaking of, that's a nice little segue, thank you. Mm-hmm. What do you use to mix with, dear?
Audacity.
That's it?
Yeah.
You just drag your music onto there and it goes wherever you put it?
Yeah.
Don't sound so enthused.
It's a. I'm
sorry, my interview skills aren't as great as yours. That makes it so fucking intriguing.
I don't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That is so not Dateline material.
I know, right? Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm not Jane Pauley.
I don't use any. You know,
I'm not Baba Wabba.
Excuse me, alright? I don't use these I don't use these shitty Apple programs, okay?
Ooh,
I use a simple user simplified Windows program, okay? That allows me to fucking record my podcast.
Oh shit, the mute's not working.
Fake podcast.
Let's put him on hold.
Ooh, overmodulated.
Are you finished, dear?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh shit. Gosh, don't be so
China's
sensitive.
Like, let's place them on hold.
Yeah, right. I did too. I'm sorry you're so sensitive about your Windows. Gosh. Shit.
We didn't know. Jesus.
We won't talk
I enjoy
about...
crashing, thank you. Okay.
Okay. You like the blue bar of death, huh?
I do like the blue screen of death.
I'm sorry.
I've never had that before.
Me either since I switched to Apple.
Me, yeah, I know. Don't you watch the commercials?
Whatever.
I get along with Japanese people that have cameras.
Bitter.
Jeez,
let's not be bitter. But speaking of apples, them bitches need to put one in our city. Come on.
Oh my god.
Where's our store?
They are not coming to Lakeland. They are not coming to Lakeland.
They will if all of our listeners, all five of them, will send an email to them explaining that we need one.
Well, so, you know, if you would have done the commercial for Apple.
I was thinking about doing that. Me and Mr. Ricky doing one that we're both Apple, and then we say that we always record Foul Monkeys with Apple.
And we'd say, you don't mix apples with oranges, so why would you make Macs with PCs?
Yeah. Apple's the shit.
Whatever.
Windows gives you the shit.
Right.
Yeah, whenever true. I'm constipated, I take some Windows, and it just cleans it right out.
Oh, sure.
All right, the only thing that Apple is good for is their iPods, and that's about it.
Oh, no, whatever. Apparently not, because I'm on my sixth one.
See, that's really sad. That's some shitty Apple service right there.
It is sad.
Manzana.
Well, it's not the service, it's just he happened to have gotten some bad apples. But they replaced them.
And one bad apple spoils the bunch.
That's right. So hopefully.
Yeah, but they're not going to be replaced after December anymore. Why because not? My Apple Care runs out.
Oh.
So that means I'm going to have to get a fucking new one.
Oh, that sucks.
But I'm going to get a 20% discount because I get a 10% discount for turning in my old one. Mm-hmm. And a 10% discount for being a student.
That's cool.
And hopefully I get a 40%
discount. I didn't get a fucking 10% discount for being a student.
Did you show your ID?
Did you ask?
And they only have select schools, dear. Mine's not listed, so I can't get
mine
the,
is.
Yeah. If your school's not listed, you're shit out of luck.
That's dumb.
Well, tell me about it. I want to get my percentage, baby. But no.
Well, I got mine.
Whatever. I'm not bitter.
I am. I'm a bitter ass bitch.
Oh, you'll get over it. We always do.
He's not a bitter ass bitch. He's a bitter ass bitch.
Exactly. It's not bad.
Who's typing?
It must be Ruika. I'm calling you out. That's not me.
Man, I have boxer shorts on, and they're, like, really fucking irritating me.
So take them off.
I normally don't wear them. I don't know what the hell's going on. I just wanted to feel sexy.
Okay. Oh, and guess what, Rui?
What's up?
Guess what we're gonna do?
What's gonna do?
Yay!
Since myself and Mr. Ricky are such hot in the ass for Nip Tuck, we're gonna attempt to do Nip Tuck updates.
Nip Tuck updates on the show?
Scream and shout about it.
Wait, hold on. Sorry.
Ooh.
You're gonna do a Nip Tuck update on the show?
That's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nip Tuck update. yes, we're gonna do an attempt because we're gonna try to do a live update after the show.
That's cool.
We're gonna like commentate about the show after the show.
Hey guys, Farty Ass Girl.
Oh god.
To the Wild 115.
Okay, she's one up.
That is ridiculous.
What the fuck?
That pisses me off to no end.
I know, fucking Frankenstein-ass bitch.
Did you hear it? It was a long one.
I hope she gets diarrhea and sprays all over the place.
Yeah.
And then she has to say, did you feel it?
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
Was it warm?
Was it chunky?
Uh-huh.
Did I already ask you guys what your favorite Geico commercial was?
The one with the lizard thing?
Yeah.
The gecko?
But But you know when they bring in their celebrities to represent the real Geico customers?
Yes, Charo.
Is that your?
I like Charo. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, but I have cable now, so I'll be able to see them too.
Yeah, he can.
You can see them when they're not on cable either.
I don't get that kind of reception either.
He has no antenna.
That's sad.
Except for the one that's sticking out of his ass, and who's typing?
That's not me.
Not all.
I'm a podcast superstar. I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ. Excuse me, Mr. Ruikub?
Yes, ma'am? Or sir?
Whatever, ma'am, that's fine. That's China, you know. Is Miss Shayla around?
Yeah, like, I'm totally here. Like,
that was fast.
What is up?
Oh my god.
Bitch, I am always mad Snoopy up in this place.
So she just was ready to jump in? What?
Heck yeah.
Oh my god, Shayla.
Ariella, like, what is up? Jesus.
Oh my god, it's Shayla. What's oh my up, god. Bitch?
What is up, Penny Pudding Twins? PPT? We're up.
We're just like chilla. Mess with the stupid ass cunt.
Oh my
China.
God. And the
Who
guy,
is that?
And the guy.
It's like Taylor Tina.
Is that Tina?
Yes.
It's
so,
Tina.
So we
I
are.
I totally love the PPT.
We are like Ariel and Tina sucks cock. Our last name is Sucks Cock.
What kind of
oh my god, we're in our faces. Hello.
Like, oh my god, what's up? So, Shayla, what's happening?
Hold on, so, this is Ruikub had to step in for a second.
Excuse me, we were like totally talking to Shayla.
She is laughing right now.
Well, Tina. Tell her to totally get her ass back on the microphone, okay? Like, oh my god, you're sexy and everything, but
Shayla,
you're like a
Shayla,
total
Shayla, you're gonna
fag.
Have to get up. Shayla, you're gonna have to get... Oh, Shayla.
Tina.
He had the shit on the carpet, too?
Tina.
Ah, damn.
Yeah. Like,
alright, guys, hold on. I'm gonna have to
Ruikub?
Go clean this up. I'm gonna put Shayla on, alright?
Excuse me. Ruikub
okay.
is like a total fag.
Like,
ew,
you
yeah.
You didn't know that shit?
He's like a total dick sucker.
Seriously.
I heard Shayla was a lesbo.
Yeah, she like eats pussy. Ew. Y'all
cunts. I ain't gonna go anywhere near y'all cunts.
Ooh, is this like Shayla?
Yeah, this is Shayla. Jesus.
It doesn't sound like Shayla.
Excuse me, but get the dick out of your mouth so we can like hear you. Or
yeah,
excuse me, out of your ass. Like, oh my god, Shayla.
Seriously, like, all up in my business.
Yeah.
I up in your biznatch.
All up in my biznatch, coochie catch.
Snatch. God, it's like the Grand Canyon.
The coochie
catch.
So
what up, PPT?
So what's up, Shayla?
Nah, I'm just chilling.
What's up, Shayla?
I'm chilling over here. Ruikub is cleaning up my shit and piss. That's right, you are my bitch.
Yeah, he is a bitch.
That's right. He's a fag, too. Like,
I know,
oh my
seriously,
god.
What is up with that?
I know.
Oh my god, you know, like, some fags, they, like, love shit and piss.
I know, they're, like, total piss queens.
Is he, like, playing with it? Is he, like, picking the corn out of it?
Is he eating your peanuts?
All I know is that, like, he is, like, ejecting that shit.
Like, oh my god.
Oh my God. Like, why did you, like, shit all over the place? Did you, like, have a big deck up your ass and you can't control
no,
your...
I thought that shit was funny, that you guys are sucking cock. Tina and Ariel are sucker cock.
My name is Tina Sucks Cocks. And I am proud... of my last name.
Like, oh my god, guys. Don't do that again.
I
you almost
suck.
Killed me.
I am a sucks cuss.
Oh my god.
And I am proud.
Almost killed me. I almost died. Oh my god, y'all almost killed me.
How?
Don't do that again. Jesus Christ. Jeez,
how? I meant to tell you.
I took a drink and y'all made me laugh. God, it almost killed me. Almost like sucked it down my throat.
Just like daddy's cock.
Yeah, like daddy's cock. It was so big. He had big balls too.
I'd like to let you know.
And did you know
my name is Sheila Munchkin. Okay.
And did you know that like mommy was pierced?
And her labia.
Yeah, and her clitoris. Oh, that's a big word. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That just mommy rolled off my
totally
tongue.
Told me to like clean it with my mouth one day.
Oh, good.
She had me put, like, this mouthwash in my mouth and just, like, sped it up in her cooter.
Oh, my God. So you, like, totally dished her and licked it out.
Yeah, and then a sardine came out.
Yeah, because she's, like, a total fish.
I am so ashamed of my last name sometimes.
Me too.
I just, like, want to change it to, like, Tina Vixa Pussy.
I know, because sucks cock gets me in trouble sometimes. Because they think it's an advertisement.
Honey, y'all.
Because when they come
name,
in, they're like, sucks cock, Ariel.
Oh my god, what about our little. What about our little sister named Nanny? Nanny sucks cocks?
I know, god. She's like a midget.
Listen, y'all don't have my last name, Munchicon. Okay. Shayla Munchicon.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather be Munchicon than sucks a cock.
Sucks cock.
Excuse me, sucks cock. Because I totally hate when they announce my name. Ariel sucks cock. Oh, really?
Ariel sucks cocks.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm next. Yeah. It's like, oh my god, it totally sucks. Instead of
remember the janitor at Lighthouse Ministries?
Oh, he was like totally hot with his broom and his mop.
Yeah, and desk like mop. His wet floor sign.
Oh, I know. Slippery when wet. Oh my god. And I totally used to ride his machine. I used to ride his buffer. He used to ride me all the time.
Did you used to buff his polish friend?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
And he would bring some friends sometimes, and I would, like, buff them, too. It was hot.
And, my God, Shayla's not, like, getting a lot to say.
I'm speechless. Y'all bitches are nasty.
Excuse me. Just because we like to suck cock don't mean we're nasty. Oh, God.
Y'all bitches be riding, floor waxes. They ain't coming up in here.
I don't understand that New Jersey shit you're saying.
So, like, are you like saying that you wouldn't like ride the wheelie?
I'd have sex in a big wheelie, but not in like a buff Ford buffer.
Oh, you're like so boring. Oh my god, it's like so much fun. It's like vibration and fucking together.
I'm getting a headache. I need to suck on a tailpipe. I'm starting to come down.
I know. It's like
I'm starting to be able to use my muscles in my neck now.
Is it like fuzzy in here or what? Oh my god.
This can we, like, fuzzy.
I'm later, guys. I'm gone.
Okay, like bye. Tina. Okay.
Bye, Shayla, you cunt.
Yeah, Shayla, it's like, I have to go help her, okay? Or bye. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
I still have to wash my hands after this.
She totally,
oh, my God.
She totally, like, gives me a headache, literally.
That's her like voice. Taking a razor douche. Ooh.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like taking a dildo and stabbing it in your heart.
With love.
Because it's totally something that you would enjoy.
Yes. that I prefer one also up my ass and my cunt too at the same time. It's like sort of like a three-way, four-way.
That's like a double penetration.
Triple. I like one up my pee hole.
Yeah. That's hot.
Ow. Stuff a Junior Mint up your pee hole.
That's right, yeah.
You need to get a Blue's Clues.
And go back to school.
That's right. Where are you going with that
cheesy
top?
Cheesy.
What do you guys talking about?
I mean, you're like cheddar.
Cheesy.
Cheesy.
White cheddar.
White cheddar.
Yeah. All creamy.
White cheddar's not creamy. Ooh, ooh.
The dick cheese around their heads, they are.
Ooh.
Dick cheese and crackers. With some
bring
port
your fork.
Wine. With some port wine.
That's so grody.
Mmm, delicious.
So how should we do our nip tuck updates? Should we do it like in voices, like we pretend like we're Kimber? You know Kimber's back, right? Didn't you see the last episode?
Yeah, let's see.
Remember she met the son in the gym and she's trying to switch him over to Scientology?
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that because I don't think I remember.
Wasn't there
that
a gay person on that show that was like hermaphrodite or something like that?
Yeah, her name was Cherry.
Did it's she die? Actually,
no, she almost died. They both almost died.
Because I heard they had like a crazy ass mass killer or something.
Yeah, that
oh,
was,
that was last season.
Yeah, that was the Carver.
The Carver.
He was
a eunuch.
Yeah, he had nothing.
He was smooth like Ken.
Yeah, he didn't have a vagina, did he? He had a smoothie, right?
Yeah, he just had, like, a smoothie, like, not even a vagina or a dick.
Yeah, he was...
Wow.
I felt bad for him.
I did, too, because he was cute.
Oh, my God, was he cute.
And his sister was hot. Oh, my gosh,
Kit.
She was hot. Yeah, with that British
or was
accent.
It Kat? Was
Kit.
It Kit or Kat?
It was Kit.
And she was like, it's like, where is Kimba?
I know, I love that, Kimba. You know you like it, don't you? Because you were always
Kimber.
Bad.
Kimber's a porn star.
Yeah, and she also has her own blow. She has her own doll. I want a Gina
doll.
Her
own blow-up doll.
Yeah, I want my own doll. The Gina doll.
No thanks.
Yes.
I think you could only sell those.
What season are you? What season is Nip Tuck on?
I think this is what?
What?
Third?
It's third.
It's an awesome
you could totally
show.
Start watching it. You should watch. It's Tuesdays, I think, at 9.
You should watch Project Runway.
Seeing the
it's
first
almost
one.
Over.
Well, you should go out and buy the first season.
Okay,
first
because
season.
I make money doing podcasts and all.
You do. Yeah. Hello, I sent you $500.
Is this a plug?
No.
I saw the first season. It was kind of cool, especially when that girl made a dress out of a lawn chair.
Oh, that was hot.
The plastic
hot.
Lawn chair. But
I don't know. Apparently, like, all the fags are, like, into the show, and they said it's so much drama. It's so fun, they said.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the first one and got into it, but I haven't been able to get into the other ones, because, I mean, I have my other ones, like, Fear Factor, Mr. Joe Rogan.
So, which one's better, America's Next Top Model or Project Runway?
Project Runway.
Project Runway.
Yes, I would have
really?
To agree. Yes.
Yes.
They got some drama up there, especially when they got people who collide. Ooh, they get bitchy.
Oh, heck yeah.
And what about Miss Scarlet?
Oh, God. Austin Scarlet? Oh,
that makes me sick.
She was too much.
I love him.
She won, right?
No.
Did Austin
no.
Scarlet win? Was she
no.
in second
Jay.
Place?
No.
Jay won.
Jay
Austin
won.
Was fourth place.
Yeah, I think so. Because they finally told her, they were like, girl, you're a beautiful designer, and you design elegant gowns very wonderfully, but you have no diversity. All she knew how to do, she was a beautiful designer, but all she had to do is elegant gowns. She couldn't diversify herself to make something less or whatever.
And she made it all the way to fourth place.
Yes, until they finally booted her.
Well, they only have final three people. So the last one to leave the show before the final three to go on to the runway show, like the final runway show,
uh-huh.
is the fourth person technically is like second place.
Oh, so there are three winners?
Kinda.
What?
It's confusing.
There's only one winner.
there's only one winner, but like the other two, I guess, still become like famous. Just not they just don't get all that money and shit.
That's funny because I don't know any from the last one except for Jay and Austin Scarlett because she's on VH1 all the time.
What?
Because. Well, the
she has a show.
Reason because of that is because the winner. No, of the last,
she's
the
on.
Winner of the last what?
Go ahead.
The winner of the last Project Runway, Chloe Dow, she kind of really didn't take her career and go anywhere. At least to my knowledge, she basically still works at the job that she works at a store and shit. Oh. But like the second runner up, Daniel Vosovic, he's doing pretty well.
Really?
Yeah. I think we need to write into Fear Factor and suggest that... Whoa, shit. I just happened to look up and saw a little lizard running down my wall and it like freaked me out.
Oh, God, I hate those things.
Jeez, it was big, too.
You guys have lizards?
Oh, my God, they're everywhere.
Yes.
They're like little brown lizards and they're mm-hmm. everywhere.
Exactly. They eat
really?
They eat mosquitoes yeah. and bugs.
And they
have mice.
Okay, well, like that, but we have lizards.
Yes, and they're less vicious, so, you know.
You can pick them up, and what's funny is you can pick them up and put them on your earlobe, and they'll hang there forever.
So you have, you know, like, natural earrings.
That shit is crazy.
Because they're afraid to let go.
Yes. But we should, like, write Fear Factor and tell them they ought to do a podcaster's... Fear Factor, and we should go on there.
But I don't eat gross shit.
I know, me too. It's like, ooh, you know, certain things. But if they get like to eating roaches, those
Angel
Madagascar.
Said that, Angel said he would eat the gross shit, just as long as he didn't have to get up in the air anywhere. But does he still have his broke back spine cord?
I'm not sure. I think he's healed. I think he's been healed.
That's good.
So, and I don't like eating that gross shit. Ew, I don't want to eat no roaches. I couldn't handle that.
Or rotten meat.
Yeah. I once had to see. I saw once an episode of Fear Factor, and I had to eat sea cucumbers mm-hmm. covered in like glaze and shit.
Yeah, it's nasty.
How about the one where they had to squeeze octopus ink out of the octopus, yeah. put it in their mouth, run over to a trough, spit it out, and the person at the end had to catch it in their mouth and spit it in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to puke.
What about
I was like, huh?
Go ahead.
I mean, it wasn't the fact that they were putting octopus ink in their mouth. It's the fact that the second person had to catch the octopus ink and the other person spit.
Uh-huh. I was like, ugh. I know, right? Well, what about the one?
Like, and nowadays, spit is involved in most of the sex that we have. So, like, I don't see where that fits as disgusting. I mean, you kiss other people, so that
it's
is an
it's different. I don't kiss
how
anyone.
How is it different? How is
it is
different?
Different. What if they have, like, an abscess tooth? And that shit's all up in there.
Or what if you're, like, not dating them or anything like that?
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're not your type.
What if they're, like, Austin Scarlett and they're spitting in your mouth?
Ew.
And that shit will probably come out sparkly and, like, Fiji water-ish.
I don't do that stuff. I would never be able... I want to be on Big Brother. That's the show I want to be on. Now, that is the show.
I want to be on Project Runway.
What do you design?
I don't know. I'd be like Mario from season one. I'll just take like a fucking shower curtain and wrap it around the doll and just be like, yeah, I'm done. 10 minutes later, I'm done. And then just leave.
That's what he did?
Yeah. And he survived for about like 3 or 4 challenges. His garments and his dresses did not take that long to make. Like they're given like maybe like 10 hours, he'd finish within like the first 30 to 45 minutes and then just spend the rest of the day at the apartment fucking around.
And he eventually lost.
He eventually lost, right, because you know, he sucks.
Did he? Damn, I should have called him.
But you have a vagina, you don't have a dick.
Well, he can suck my vagina.
Ew.
Yes. You know, tongue it.
You can't tongue a never-ending story.
That's an awesome movie.
That's a scary movie.
What scares you?
No, you know what else is scary? The Dark Crystal.
That movie is a shit.
It is scary.
That movie is really good.
When I was a kid, that scared the hell out of me. And Labyrinth, oh my god, that movie scared
me. Labyrinth was really good too. Come on, David Bowie dressed up gayer than anything.
With a big, huge cock shot.
Yeah.
The one that really scared me the most when I was a kid was The Exorcist. That one, and
I wasn't allowed to watch that.
And the one from Stephen King, Salem's Lot.
I never saw Salem's Lot. I heard it was scary though.
I read the book. Is that the one where the guy comes in and he's like trying to sell the people all their favorite things?
No, that's Needful Things.
Oh, sorry.
Salem's Lot is the one with the vampires.
I don't remember. That was the movie?
Yeah, Salem's Lot. Yeah, it was about the vampires up in Salem.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an old movie.
Did you guys ever see The Shining?
Yes.
It's creepy.
Here's Johnny!
Could you imagine people that go crazy just because of the winter? And there's, you know, nothing. And they're stuck in a place.
But did you see the remake of it? The 1997 remake?
No.
There was a remake in which, I guess, the main weapon was a croquet hammer.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're at 41 minutes.
Oh, shit. I can't help it, but every time what was her name? Shelley Long. Every time I see her, I just want to puke on her face.
Why? What movie?
Into The Shining.
Oh, yes.
I was just like, she is ugly as shit. Olive oil, that's Shelley Long, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So have y'all happened to seen the newest scary movie 4?
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all sounded y'all like y'all was disappointed.
No. Well,
it was okay halfway through.
Yeah, it had its moments.
Through. I think my favorite part is when she was giving the sponge bath to the old lady and was like putting piss all over her. All
right. And what about the guy drowning the little boy in the bathtub?
Yeah, right. I felt dirty.
Yes. But it's kind of like lost its edge.
Yeah.
It was funny in the first two. It was funny in the first two episodes. The first two movies. But like as soon as it changed directors and producing cast and all that shit, it just sucked.
What?
Basically, the
Wayans aren't doing it?
The Wayans aren't doing it. The Wayans haven't been doing it since the second one.
Oh, they didn't do three?
Nope.
Oh, I like that one. Because isn't that one the one they were in the house? The haunted house? Or was that two?
No,
that was
two.
The second one.
Okay. The big old plant that attacked him and rolled
and they
him
bring
up.
Back, you know what's the funny ongoing joke in that movie though? They bring back the black girl.
I love her.
In the last one, Brenda?
Yeah.
Yes.
They bring cool. back. Didn't she die like three or four times already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen the outtakes of the first one on the DVD?
Yeah, I think
with
so.
With Brenda.
Yes.
Oh my god, it is so funny. I love her. I wish I had a black girlfriend like her. I do.
She
for real.
She is a trip.
I would love her.
Mm-hmm.
Like
and squeeze
forever.
Her and hold her and she'd be mine.
Alright, well I guess we should end the show because it's getting a little slow now.
Whoa, what was that?
I don't know. Somebody moved the microphone.
That was my cat. He's getting a little pissy.
Ooh.
Pissy pussy. It's a big pissy pussy.
Pissy pussy.
A pissy pussy.
So, do you want to take us out, Lewis?
Yeah. Alright, guys. Call our hotline at 206-984-FOUL or 206-666-2252. You can also email them at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can also contact the Panty Pudding Twins at nastypantypudding@gmail.com. Visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. And I think that's it.
iTunes.
Oh, yes, right. Download our program off iTunes and write a review, please. And
Frapper Map.
Our Frapper Map is hot. To it. And vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Alley. We love it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That was almost better than Mike. You know, because Mike was prepared, too.
Yes.
He even said his in Spanish.
Give a shit. I don't give a shit.
We're not trying to put you on the spot.
I'll take on Gaze okay. I'll take on him anytime, any place.
Christ.
Here we go.
Now we're going to have a feud between those two.
How about outdoing his headbanger mix intro?
Oh, I can't undo a headbanger mix intro.
You're not a headbanger?
No. Not in a parking lot. Not in a parking lot.
He can do the mix.
Oh. Well, we'll see what I can do.
If you'd step away from the fine wine and cheeses, you'd be okay.
Thanks, bitches.
Jesus, aren't we getting
maybe
big for our
maybe
bitches?
You're feeling a little stopped up.
Expand your horizon.
Would you want me to do it in Spanish as well?
No, that's okay. We don't have any Spanish listeners.
Yeah.
That I know
all
of.
The listeners in Mexico.
And Cuba.
And Cuba. Para todos los cubanos y mexicanos que están escuchando este podcast, llama nuestro teléfono línea al 206-984-FOUL.
Foul.
That is totally sounded like one of those, like, those automated, or like my voice note. You are now calling Ricky.
I know, right? That's awesome.
Va a visitar nosotros iTunes y poner a review.
Spanglish.
I know. Favorite. Wow.
That's a new
cool.
language right there for you, all right? Visita nosotros www.foulmonkeys.com. And
there's no word for foul or monkeys.
Then they'll be writing it in Spanish and they'll be redirected to the wrong site. Booyah!
If they only speak Spanish, then how the hell are they going to spell foul monkeys?
foulmonkeys.com.
Alrighty then.
You forgot the www.
www.foulmonkeys.
Puta's not bitch.
Or you can email us. Puedes mandarnos por correo electrónico.
What?
foulmonkeys. @ gmail. .com. Can you say at? I can say the at sign. Agrova. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, a grower.
You say .com, and I always think like bitch come.
Puta come. Right now, bitch. I ora.
I key.
In what space?
Agrova. How the fuck? I didn't say that. Yeah.
How do you say face?
Oh my god, he's like a retarded Scottish person.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our special retarded Mexican. Ernesto.
Don't mess with me. I am Latin superstar Rui Cub, okay?
No. You are special retarded Mexican Ernesto.
How do you say super special retarded Ernesto in Spanish.
Okay. Yo soy superestrella retardado Ernesto.
Retardo.
Retardado. Retardado is retarded, okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, what are we at?
Fuck, we're at almost 50.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Did I contrast this?
Oh, my God.
Did I contrast this?
Muy bien.
Yeah, muchas gracias.
Muy good.
Muy caliente.
Caliente. Muchos thank yous.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Okay. So we're at 50. So,
wow. Dead end, huh?
I know. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Can you say fuck you in Spanish?
Fuck you!
That sounded Japanese.
I know, right? Hello? Sukiyaki!
do we have fucking fuck you in...
I bet Mike would know.
Ooh.
Oh, hell.
Oh. Fuck you.
Vete la mierda!
That's shit.
Yeah. Fuck you! Fuck you! This Latin superstar, retarded Ernesto, can't deal with this, okay? Spanish shit.
Okay, Tyra.
That's fine. Jesus, don't get so pissed. Alright.
Are we still recording?
Yes, but we're fixing to go. We had to get in that little temper tantrum of, you know, the superstar.
Right, damn. Later!
Bye! See you later. Fuck you! And ladies and gentlemen, that was retarded and Ernest was saying bye.
Oh shit.
Are we done?